welcome to it. Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm America's voice. Steve Gerber with you. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Friday, August the 14th, 2020. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, an eagle bombs an eagle drone, knocks it from the sky to the amazement of the guy flying it for the state. Number two, a press conference from Big Gretz coming shortly. I expect she's going to impose new restrictions statewide. There's been a change in the number of cases. Getting to the bottom of it for you now. Number one, what about a nationwide mask mandate requiring you to wear it outside as well? Would you comply? Please go to the Steve Gerber Show Facebook page and tell me what your thoughts are. That's the question of the day. Would you comply with a nationwide mandate on wearing masks outdoors as suggested yesterday by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? First, the numbers, because this is important. Yesterday, the state of Michigan announced 1,121 new cases. That's what they're reporting yesterday. An amazing spike from an average of about 600 to 700 cases a day. An amazing spike that came with little explanation. But upon digging further and further, we learned this. The cases yesterday reflect well over 40,000 tests. The average has been about 25 to 29,000 a day, but somehow 40,000 tests were included for Thursday's count. Plus, we've also learned that somewhere between 400 and 450 of the cases counted came from inside two Michigan prisons. We don't know how long those cases have been stacked up or how long they've been active. The problem here in Michigan is we don't have transparency on where the numbers come from every day. Suddenly you have a spike. At least they're telling us the truth about fatalities. 16 were reported yesterday, but 9 came from previous weeks or months. We don't know when, but only 7 reported fatalities in 24 hours, running about where it has for the last several days. 8, 7, 9, 7. Before that, it was lower, 210, and then 9 was the number back on the 6th of August. So we're kind of staying in that same range. 8 was the number on the 31st of July. Single digits in the fatality count goes all the way back to July 12th. July 12th is where we were. So the governor is holding a press conference here today. And I'm going to guess she's going to impose new restrictions statewide. She's going to point to higher numbers of cases and an increase in the 7-day average and say we need to go backwards on our restrictions. That's my guess. I could be proven to be wrong. We'll see what happens. I'm also guessing that she's going to follow the idea put forth by Joe Biden that there should be a nationwide mask mandate. I'm guessing that she's going to put forth the idea of a nationwide mask mandate that Joe Biden put together. He was suggesting that yesterday, in fact. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden appearing together for the second time took no questions after their comments, but Joe Biden, during his comments, said, we need a mandatory mask mandate for every American, even when you are outside. Otherwise, you are not a patriot. It's bite number eight. Bite number eight with Joe Biden. Here's what he had to say. Go.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate. Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. The estimates by the experts are it will save over 40,000 lives in the next 3 months. 40,000 lives. The people act responsibly. And it's not about your rights. It's about your responsibilities as an American.
All right. Mandatory mask use could have saved 40,000 lives. I don't know where these so-called experts are. He says, does Joe Biden that would save 40,000 lives over 3 months? I'm not sure where he's getting that figure. I'm not sure he's sure where he's getting that figure. Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing, said Biden, and that's what I anticipate could happen today. It could happen today. By the way, I'm digging here. I found a model from June. Digging back to June that said 33,000 people could be saved by wearing masks. I see nothing about 40,000, so I guess I'm a bit confused. So it is. But my question remains the same. Would you wear a mask if that's what you're told to do by the governor statewide and even outdoors? Go to the Steve Greer Show Facebook page. I'm very interested in your feedback. Meanwhile, the dire warnings from the CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield, are very real. He says we could be on the verge of the worst public health crisis in American history this fall. Dr. Redfield says we could be on the verge of the worst public health crisis in American history this fall. Bite number seven with Dr. Redfield. Bite seven, go.
I'm asking you to do four simple things. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands, and be smart about crowds. You do those four things that will bring this outbreak down. But if we don't do that, as I said last April, this could be the worst fall from a public health perspective we've ever had.
We'll see what happens with that. Here's the takeaway. The mask mandate in Michigan was first imposed more than a month ago, July the 13th. On that day, there were 384 new cases reported by the state of Michigan. Every day since then, the number has been higher. Yesterday, four times higher. So, and let's be honest about this. In public, compliance is well over 90%. I've been out in, I don't go out a lot, but I go out, you know, enough to see grocery stores and so forth. Compliance in big grocery stores and box stores and so forth, public areas, well above 90%, I would say. I see other folks out in public on sidewalks in the city and so forth wearing masks. I'd say a good number of people are doing that, and yet our numbers continue to go up. What am I to make of that? What is the science here? Are you telling me that masks don't work? Because every single day for more than a month since the governor imposed a mask mandate in Michigan, there's been no improvement at all. And the numbers get worse and worse, it appears. Are you telling me the virus will do what a virus does regardless of politics? Strange but true. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. Work with Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, and together you'll develop a customized plan for your retirement. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Helping those who need it most, while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home, and helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.